We'll move in now to a shorter time of communion reflection, but no shorter a time of us actually taking in the Lord's Supper. And we'll continue with a blessing and then a lunch. But Mary Grace is going to read our passage today from the Acts of the Apostles.
The believers studied what the apostles taught. They shared life together. They broke bread and ate together. And they prayed. Everyone felt that God was near. The apostles did many wonders and miraculous signs. All the believers were together. They shared everything they had. They sold what they owned. They gave each other everything they needed. Every day they ate together. Met together in the temple courtyard. In their homes, they broke bread and ate together. Their hearts were glad and honest and true. They praised God. They were respected by all the people. Every day, the Lord added to their group those who were being saved.
It's said that Christ is really physically present in Holy Communion, in the bread and in the wine. And that this is the mystery that offers healing for those who come to the table. But perhaps an even more beautiful mystery is in recognizing that Christ is present in everything. In the beginning, Christ was present, and everything that came into being came through Christ. In this way, everything is sacred. Everything is connected to God, the plants, animals, and every single human being. Look around at our smoothie church. Christ is present in every single person here. Jesus Christ lived to make this sacred mystery clear. While teaching about the law in Judea, women desperate to save their children's lives came pushing through the crowds, causing more than a little commotion. And the disciples realized that even healthy children had no value, really any social value. And so the disciples didn't want to cause Jesus any burden. They didn't want Jesus burdened by these families. And so they said, stop, get away. And Jesus turned to his disciples and he said, no, you stop and let the children come to me. This life of Jesus, the life that honored the value in every single person, this is the life that we celebrate at the Lord's table. So you might ask, are the bread and the wine actually Christ? Well, Jesus took these, the bread and the cup, and he said Christ is in them, physically and symbolically. And he said, what I will show you with the bread and the cup, I will also show you with my body. And that is the eternal, unifying work of Christ. So he took bread, and he broke it. And he took a cup, and he raised it. And he said, this is my body. No matter what tradition we come from, no matter what we call the bread or the cup, or what we call this meal itself, there's one word we all say, and that is remember. We are to remember that Jesus' body was broken because those in power were afraid of losing power, and so they arrested him. Because people were uncertain of his real background, they wanted him dead. And because his outsider status deemed him subhuman, they beat and they broke his body until his death. He asks us to remember his broken body so we don't repeat that. So as we take bread pulled from the loaf, we remember what it is to break or separate. It's death dealing. It's sin. Breaking people in body or spirit is sin. And I think that's one of the most unsettling parts we all witnessed this week, hearing the rhetoric around the children separated from their parents. It seems that people got too caught up in our political sides or our theories on immigration, and we forgot about actual people hurting. My heart broke over the pain these families, especially these children, were enduring. But I was mortified at how many people from the American church were more concerned with their politics than their love for other people. It was as if people could disregard lifelong suffering and pain because the people affected weren't like us. As if they didn't also hold the image of God. We are to be people that proclaim the restorative work of Christ. And that's something we do when we gather at this table and when we follow Jesus's command to remember. As individuals, we come together, each carrying the image of Christ. And together we remember the body. I'm looking out at my friend Ashley holding my daughter right now. It's a restorative work of Christ. But I'm reminded that Rebecca, instead of saying remember, she used to say you member. So imagine her little self saying to each of you, you member and you member. And you member, and together we remember. The Latin word for together or with is come. And the Latin root for the word bread is pan. And from that we get companions to share bread with. We're companions. Jesus taught us what he considered a better way, and that is to become companions with people who are unlike ourselves. How many times did Jesus share a meal with, I believe the scriptural term is tax collectors and sinners? He shared meals with unlikely companions, and when they ate together, they realized that they were all hungry and in need of nourishment. And they also learned that they had more in common than just that. This is Christ at work. This is something the early church continued, as Mary Grace read us about. They met daily as companions, and they broke bread and they shared their lives together. And it is this practice that we gather for communion as a family, but that we also continue our meal in a potluck lunch following this act of communion. We spend time getting to know each other as we break bread together. We become true companions. This is how the early church welcomed new members, and today we have welcomed new members. It is also how the early church said goodbye to those who were traveling, and sadly today we are saying goodbye to long-standing members of our church as they move to Greensboro. What we do around this table, as Christ taught, is we become companions. This is the work of Christ. We are companions for the journey. Prepare your hearts now as we will gather at this table to take in the body and the blood and the work of Christ. You'll have the elders coming forward now. There'll be bread and cup here and bread and cup here. And if you'll kind of circle around as you leave your row and then enter in from the other side. Come, look around, and notice that we are companions on this journey in Christ. Together we have remembered the body of Christ, the hands that touched the untouchable, that healed the hurting, that did no violence. The feet that got dusty walking along city streets, dusty roads, and walking into foreign lands. The arms that welcomed the stranger and embraced the outcast. The legs that entered homes and synagogues and even danced at celebrations. The eyes that blazed against injustice, that knew how to cry and saw the potential in everyone. The belly that shared the table with unexpected people and shook with laughter. And the lips that wove stories and painted pictures of a better world. This blessed body was broken, abused, and rejected, but we have come to remember. Will you pray with me? Almighty God, as we have taken bread and juice into our bodies, now may our hands be the hands of Christ in the world. May our eyes see those who are overlooked and our ears listen to those who are unheard. And may our voices be raised for the voiceless. And may our feet take us where Christ leads as companions on this journey. Amen. And now I'll ask Tom and Diane Sutterth to come forward. A tradition in our church, as people are sent into the world, whether it be for a short time or because life is taking them to a new place, we as a church family celebrate everything that they have meant to us, and we lay hands on them. Much like as we sent the mission group earlier, we're laying hands on this family to give them our blessing for their next phase of life. So I invite you, church family, to come and lay hands on Tom and Diane, and we'll pray. And then we'll share a prayer for our meal, and we'll make sure that Tom and Diane can go through that line first so that we all can share our words with them. If you'll pray with me. Almighty God, you are boundless. You are everywhere. You will be here, and you will be where Tom and Diane live next in Greensboro. You are our God, and we are forever connected through you. We give you thanks for letting us be family with Tom and Diane. We remember all of their gifts of service in this church, serving as deacons, serving as discipleship group leaders, volunteering for everything, including vacation Bible school. You have served through them. They have been the hands and feet of Christ. They have raised a family in this church, two beautiful daughters who have grown and have families of their own now. And you have had them help raise other families in this church too, through watch care especially. Loving and nurturing students as they have come from their homes and found themselves called into this place. You have nurtured students through the love of Tom and Diane. We give you thanks for their good gifts. We give you thanks for their amazing personalities, sense of humor, gifts of organization and structure, gifts of life. And so we pray for them as they move. We pray that you would help them remain safe and keep their belongings safe as they move into a new home in Greensboro, near their family, parents, and children. Knit them together. Help them have new ways of life that are life-giving for them and their community. help their grandchildren know the love of a short distance traveled to their house for lunch or a sleepover, and help their daughters know that they are actively present, nurturing them in their lives still today. God, we pray that you would help them create a new community, a new family in Greensboro. A new church family will be welcoming them with open arms. Help us to all be reminded that we are all connected forever through the one Christ who lives and reigns forever. With you, God, and the Holy Spirit, we thank you and praise you. Amen. And as you're making your way back to your seat, I'll offer a word of blessing for our meal, thanks for our food and all who have prepared it. And I'll send you with these words from the Torah, that may God bless you and may God keep you. May God make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May God lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace now and forever. Amen.